You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is here with a definition. What is a frontier, and how did this concept affect who we are?
American history from the 1540s until 1890 is largely a question of westward movement. As explorers, trappers, pioneers, settlers, and the military moved west, civilization lay at their backs, and to their front stood the often daunting concept of the frontier. This constantly changing area was always mysterious, often dangerous, and a place of constant hope. What is a frontier? In Europe, with its civilizations dating back thousands of years, the term frontier has a completely different meaning. It is simply a nation's borders. On the other side is another country. Crossing a frontier is a matter of political movement from one sovereign state to another. In the Americas, the term frontier is much more complex. For most of our history, the term frontier could be illustrated as a device on medieval maps. When a cartographer reached the edge of what was known, he often drew a hand with an index finger outstretched, pointing to the end of knowledge. The great unknown was a daunting prospect. All early British maps that detail the Atlantic seaboard show the Appalachian Mountains much higher than they actually are. The British were stymied for over a century by the lack of discovery of a viable pass through these ridges and peaks. On the west side of the mountains, either fanciful terrain was drawn, or, more commonly, just a large blank space was left, except for the words terra incognita, the unknown land. Once the Cumberland Gap was discovered, the Anglo settlers began streaming through it. In Florida, Central America, and Mexico, the Spanish pushed west and north. As they moved, the conquistadors encountered Native Americans, which spanned the scale of civilized tribes from the Seminoles to the Aztecs and the Mayas to the Apaches. The Spanish constantly heard rumors of golden cities, and they certainly found and conquered several in Mexico and Central America. They also heard of these in what is today the United States, but they wasted much time and manpower in not finding out what they had already previously discovered among the Aztecs, the Mayas, and the Incas. Their lust for the three G's, God, glory, and gold, marked their tenure. The French moved to the west from the coal wastes of Canada, what they called New France. They also linked up with their discoveries in Louisiana. Fur trade fueled their empire. They never had the manpower to hold on to what they explored and ended up losing everything to their enemies, the British, or to their sometimes friends, the Spanish. Once the Americans began their quest to tame the frontier, large areas of the continent were known but unexplored. The American concept of manifest destiny, that we should own the continent from the Atlantic to the Pacific and perhaps pole to pole, led to a brutal Indian removal policy and an anti-European foreign policy, which became known as the Monroe Doctrine. The American westward movement was marked by waves of migration, first to the Mississippi Valley and then into the Great Plains, then twin pushes into the northwest to take Oregon, into the southwest into Texas, and eventually to California. Large areas, particularly the Great Basin, were bypassed only to be populated by groups such as the Mormons. Technology increased the push west as wagon trails were supplanted by railroads, and the time it took to move large numbers of people was drastically reduced. Taking the lands was one thing, but the ultimate proof of ownership lay in the establishment of towns and cities. Pacification was only achieved by the steady progress of civilization. That steady progress ensured who we would become and why our history matters.